KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I think taking care of sick people is the absolute worst. I love Thursday to death, but by God, like, taking care of sick people in general, man, and I feel, if you're sick out there, I feel for you. Like, you don't feel well, it's not your fault. You just want to feel better, and just everything hurts, and it sucks. But, like, I could never be a nurse, or, like, a doctor or anything. I can handle my own bodily fluids, can't handle anybody else's. So, luckily, this morning, I'm going to promise you a bodily-free buzz. Well, unless you count The Walking Dead as, like, bodily fluid-esque. Who knows? We'll find out. Because we got your geeky news at 6:20 with Matt and Tim. I have a little sign put together that I'm gonna post up on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Possibly a little video. I don't know. I've been having fun with those. We have your Circus Survive tickets. That's gonna be at 7:30 and 8:30 if you want a pair of those. You're just gonna be listening for your cue to call and the number to call, or no, we'll take Facebook and Twitter messages too. That's at the Buzz KGRG. We got The Situation. That's happening at 7:20. Of course, we've always got your six pack and your news on the 30s. I'm really excited for the show this morning. The snow on the ground, the studios are at a tolerable temperature, I don't have to murder anybody, it's gonna be great. If you want to get in on our KGRGFM Not So Much But Us show, Walking Dead Deadpool, I'm gonna post that up shortly. So stay tuned for that. That's at the Buzz KGRG on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. But we'll be back with your geeky news at 6:20. Here's One Dead Away by Middle Class Rut. Let's see if I can talk this morning. Woo!
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
Geeky news. 89.9 KGRGFM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time for Geeky News. Good morning, Matt and Tim. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Good morning, man.
Great. Oh, man. So, you guys excited?
I am so excited.
We've got a ton to get through.
Oh, a ton.
A ton. Man. Well, first thing I want to ask you guys is how big a Kevin Smith fans you are.
Oh, you hit it right at the heart. Yes, man. The Clerks reboot.
Well, no, the Clerks reboot's going down.
Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Clerks 3 is gone, right?
Oh, yeah, we're no longer getting Clerks 3 or Mallrats 2, because that was a big thing for a while.
I didn't want
Mallrats 2.
No, Mallrats 2 is weird.
I wanted Clerks 3,
Clerks 3 does hurt, but a reboot. The idea of Jay and Silent Bob going back to stop a reboot is hilarious.
Oh, man, that's what it is. That's the first I've heard of it. That's awesome.
Yeah, and they're actually titling it Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Like, that's the official title.
Right from Kevin Smith, like, from his monitor.
That is awesome. We'll be there opening night.
I'm super excited. Because it's the last thing he owns, right? He said the last thing he owns is Jay and Silent Bob. He doesn't own the properties to any of the other movies now, right?
Yeah, he doesn't own Chasing Amy. He doesn't own Clerks. He doesn't own Mallrats. He owns Jay and Silent Bob, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's weird to think about, because there are a lot of characters from those other movies who showed up in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
True.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works. We'll find out, I bet.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll probably get the right to use, like, Randall and stuff for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And he said Mary Max is on board. Like, Mary Max is 100% for it. Mary Max. I love
Mary Max. Wait, you're telling me we're not getting a Jersey Girl 2?
No, we're not.
Oh, my God. Come on. If there's anything Ben Affleck needs right now, it's a Jersey Girl too. I mean, Batman isn't working out. He's not directing anything. I'm waiting for him to just completely bail on WB altogether and be like, you know what? You know, find yourself a new Bruce Wayne, because I'm not doing it. That's what I'm waiting for. Jersey Girl 2, you should bring it home. Bring it home.
So do we want to put bets on if we think the Lego Batman movie or if we think the DCEU or DCU Batman movie is going to do better?
Can you say that again?
Lego movie.
Lego movie or Batman movie? Like, live-action one. Which one do you think is going to do better?
Lego movie.
Lego movie?
I'd bet my extra rib on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for sure. That's true story.
I'm putting all my money on that, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know what it's going to take for that Batman movie to happen anymore, but Lego Batman, it's all over the place. It looks great. And the more I look over the cast, there's a ton of people in that cast.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of voices.
It's going to be hilarious.
Do you know the voice of Batman?
I don't know.
It's not Will Arnett, but it's somebody who looks like him, kind of.
Who's got the technology?
It is Will Arnett.
on his lawn.
Yeah. Will Arnett does look a lot like Will Arnett. You also have Zach Galifianakis as the Joker. You have Michael Cera as Nightwing. So you have a little bit of a Arrested Development reunion there.
Yeah.
Who's Robin?
Do I have a Robin? I mean, I have a Nightwing.
That'd be great if he's not in it. Even better.
Yeah.
I prefer Nightwing over Robin.
Well, yeah, I do. But like the way they're portraying him in this.
Right. Maybe it was miswritten down, and I know that maybe it's Robin turns into Nightwing. They just have it written down as Nightwing.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah. I'm really excited. I've never seen the Lego movie. I saw like
you haven't seen the Lego movie.
No, man. Sorry. I can go.
Do
you want me to go?
You pissed him off, man.
Like not so much.
I told you pissed him off. We were just talking about like.
I just never saw it. I don't know.
This is where we're gonna see the boundaries. We were just talking about the boundaries of like if we came on and we lost it. Like, what language would you guys allow? Like, if we just went like we completely snapped. And I told Matt, and I wonder what their like editing, like profiles, like where do they stop the like the bar? And like we almost hit it, man. You almost hit it.
I almost hit it, man.
Oh. It is the best Batman movie ever so far.
Oh, I heard
it's
about
hilarious.
It. But I'm seeing the Lego Batman on Tuesday on Valentine's
Day. Do yourself a favor. Watch the original Lego movie first. You'll absolutely fall in love with it with all the DC references and stuff. Like, they actually go to the Justice League, and they have Lego Superman, they have Lego Green Lantern, they have Lego Wonder Woman with the invisible Lego jet. It is great.
Yeah, I'm going to go just buy it. You sold me. I'd probably buy it right now for $37.
Yeah, he's got so much soul behind it. I mean, I agree, though.
Like, I've never heard you get so excited about
this. If they make the Justice League movie and they just do it with Legos, they have all the actors they have now. Like, they have Jason Momoa, everybody just on board, just voicing their Lego selves. They instantly beat out Marvel. Done. Like, Marvel, that's the final nail in the coffin.
I love the excitement. I'm gonna check. When I do, I'll be sure to tweet you.
But let's talk Marvel a little bit because an article came out saying that for Avengers: Infinity Wars, Thanos is the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about that, Tim. All about that.
It's a given.
Well, is it though? Because I was half expecting it to be heavily focused on Iron Man trying to get some sort of crew together, and I figured it'd be that core group. But with a movie with so many supposedly characters in it, because we're getting Guardians, we're getting Doctor Strange, we're getting literally everybody.
Right.
This is a weird movie for me. We haven't had a villain movie short of the Suicide Squad. Right. And I wouldn't even consider that a villain's movie.
I'm actually really looking forward to it because, well, you kind of just said, we haven't really had that before. We've never seen the antagonist kind of be portrayed as the protagonist. Like, it's going to be, from my understanding, it's going to be all through Thanos' perspective. And there was, before the Infinity Gauntlet comic, pretty sure, there was, like, this short series called Thanos Quest, I think.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Yes.
Thanos Quest, and it's, like, two or three, four issues, something like that. Pretty much, it's about him getting the gems to improve, he wants to impress his girlfriend, who he loves, Death. And he's like, I'm going to impress you. Watch what I can do. He gets all these stones, gems, whatever. And he's like, I'm going to destroy, 85% of the universe for you because I love you and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So he goes around to all these different, like, planets, these whatevers, and gets all these stones. And I kind of think we're getting that a little bit.
Well, the reason I'm saying it's given, Kevin Feige, like, even just, like, 2 years ago on one of his Facebook pages or Instagram, he put a picture of one of the comic book pages with Gamora opening up her Christmas gifts by, like, the Christmas tree. And he said, he's like, this is the direction Marvel's going to go because he's like, I think next thing we have to see is a major villain that you never think about the humanity or unhumanity of the character. So I kind of thought it was a given because he's been talking a lot about how this movie's going to take a different direction.
Right.
You got to focus on. And where did he come from?
And even though I think we're going to get like Avengers, Guardians, Doctor Strange, Miss Marvel, so on and so on and so on, even though I think we're going to get them all together on Earth at some point, I think the movie, at least the first Avengers 3 movie, I think you're going to see a lot of like Guardians are going to be in space still. They're going to with Mantis, with whoever else in their crew at this point. They're going to be in space. you're going to have Thanos messing with them, and then maybe, like, coming down to Earth, and maybe going here and, like, Doctor Strange separately. I think at the end of the first one, it's going to kind of start bringing them together, and then that will be kind of like the beginning of the second one.
Now, I actually heard a theory that might happen in, well, if it does happen, it's going to happen or start in Thor Ragnarok. The theory is that we might get Loki's biological mother. And Loki's biological mother is going to be Thanos' love interest. Because you mentioned Thanos' love interest, right?
Wow.
That would be cool.
Because
I don't even know who it is, really.
Thanos has given Loki so many many chances, right? In instances where Thanos just snapped the neck of his assistant. He didn't even care.
Right, right.
But man, Loki, he's accepted backtalk, he's accepted failure. He's given Loki so many chances, and he straight up gave him the Tesseract.
You know what? You make a good point. I hope that's true because, okay, so the rumor I heard a while ago is that Hela, who is the queen of the underworld in Valhalla, whatever, I heard that they're going to actually use her as Death, and she kind of is Death, the queen of Death. They're going to use her as Death, which then in turn would be Thanos' love interest. Which is funny, though, about that, if what you're saying is true, let's say that's Loki's biological mom. Well, in the comics, she's Loki's daughter. So I could see them twisting that. I'd be fine with it. I could see them twisting it a little bit and say, well, in this movie universe, we'll put her as his mom, which is Thanos' love interest, which is like, I'll cut Loki some slack. I like that. I really like that. That's cool. That's really cool.
And then we get Loki again, right? And you have the father-son team up. It'd be adorable.
Oh, you're sweet, man. I'm telling you, you have to look up the Thanos Gamora Christmas one. I don't know if you ever saw it with her by the Christmas tree. I just keep thinking about it. It was a great image. Like, she's just like a little girl by the Christmas tree. Thanos is there. It's just so fatherly, man. Man.
Tim, you love being a father, Tim.
I'm a father. I happen to be.
Father,
but
too.
I'll tell you what, Loki's one of the best cast of Marvel characters, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's top.
Man, now I'm just really, you got me excited. I
my heart's pounding.
I seriously am. I can't stop thinking about it. I also think in Thor Ragnarok, we're going to see Thanos. Because James Gunn came out and said he's not in Guardians 2. He's not going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming, because that'd be really out there.
Well, James Gunn also came out and said that the focus of Guardians isn't going to be to set up Avengers like we thought it would. It's just going to be a Guardians movie.
Well, I'm fine with that because it doesn't need to be. I think Ragnarok, and to some extent, because it's the movie before Infinity War, Black Panther, I think those two movies are really going to set up Infinity War, but probably especially Ragnarok, because I think Thanos towards the end of the movie, I think we're going to see him. I think they're going to do their thing, you know, defeat Surtur or whoever. I think we're going to see Thanos kind of come in and do something, say something, whatever it is, and kind of lead into what's going to happen next.
Are we going to see in Ragnarok, because there's a lot of rumor online talking about how Bruce Banner, a separation from him and the Hulk, will we see something where he separates from the Hulk? And like, because a lot of people online, I don't know if you saw the animated movie on Netflix, it shows Doctor Strange and Bruce Banner get separated from Hulk in Nightmare's world. Nightmare's in it, and they're in the dream nightmare world. And Bruce Banner gets separated from Hulk. A lot of people are putting a lot of emphasis on this storyline for Ragnarok.
Yeah, it's weird. Out of all the Marvel movies, this one's sort of flown under the radar the most. Like, any movie, like, we'll get little snippets and pictures and rumors every now and then, but the most solid thing we've gotten so far is like a cast listing, and even with the cast listing, we're not sure because at one point John Cena was on there and he got taken off.
Yeah, I don't know how true that was. I remember that. I mean, it'd be cool because I like John Cena as far as, you know, a newer wrestler goes. He's really entertaining, but I don't know if that was true. I'd love to see him in the crowd in like a battle arena. Like, just with some gladiator armor on, just seeing John Cena.
Well, what do you guys think about that, though? Like, the rumors for literally any other movie right now are all over the place. You even have John Boyega releasing set pictures from Pacific Rim 2. You have Star Wars rumors like crazy. You have DC Universe news all over the place. And yet, Ragnarok's just sort of, we all know it's coming. We all know it's a movie. But we don't have a whole lot of information on it.
Is it, So is it going to be, is it intentional? Is it going to be a groundbreaking moment? Are we all going to come out of there with our jaws on the ground?
I'm glad there's not a lot of rumors.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a good sign for the movie. And plus, with that movie, we haven't got a trailer yet, which we'll probably get within a couple months. We'll probably get in May.
One trailer that's been rotating around that I think I'm the most excited about, it'd be Kong Island.
Kong Island. It looks really good. I'm really excited. I wasn't the biggest King Kong fan like as a kid, or I didn't really care. But now they're making this new one. I saw the newer...
He's massive.
The Godzilla from, 2012, 13, 14, wherever it came out. That new Godzilla movie?
Wait, is that the one where the whole movie's boring as hell?
The whole movie's boring, and at the end, he, blows fire down his throat?
I'm sorry, man. I know it sounds, super simple-minded, but I'm a purist. All I care about is Godzilla destroying stuff.
So that movie wasn't the best for me.
Yeah,
King Kong looks a lot different, and I think it's going to be, more action-packed.
I definitely agree that I think this King Kong movie was the Godzilla movie we were supposed to get and the one they were setting up for. I think it was a waste of a good Bryan Cranston, but I've heard that the eventual plan is to take King Kong and take Godzilla in this universe and actually put them against each other. Like, at one point, we're supposed to end it with the King Kong Godzilla movie.
Yeah. So we're getting Kong, which he's so big because he has to fight Godzilla. That's why they made him so massive. And then Godzilla 2 comes out, I don't know if it's next year or 2 years from now or whatever, but they've been casting for it. They're actually, the girl from 11 from Stranger Things is in Godzilla 2. She was casted as somebody. Then after the second Godzilla, we're going to get, Godzilla vs. King Kong.
What's the literal scale, do you think, on King Kong in this? Could you land a helicopter in his mouth?
I don't know, because the helicopter was definitely the size of his fist, right?
Okay, so that's...
Yeah, but he's big. I mean, he's the biggest he's ever been.
It looks great.
But it looks cool. I'm excited for it.
No, I am too.
Not excited, man, for Power Rangers, though.
We got more pictures. We had Zord pictures, right?
We had Zord pictures. We had, speaking of Bryan Cranston, Zordon, floating head. Can't wait. I'm so excited. That movie's going to be awesome. It looks so fun.
It can't fit. It really shouldn't be able to fail at all. It just shouldn't.
In our minds.
I'm interested. I'm not sure. It's either going to... I think it might do really well the first week. I think you're going to get all the nostalgia out of the way. But I think there's going to be a large wave of people just complaining about how it's just a nostalgia movie.
True. Yeah, it's true. Because once the critics get out there... Critics aren't going to understand the true meaning.
No, they're not. And it's a good argument point if you're a professional movie critic. Yeah, it's it's for all those 90s kids. I get it. Yada, 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 blah, blah. You know what? I kind of disagree. I mean, I think to your point, that's true, but it's nothing like the original series. Nothing. I mean, you have Power Rangers, you have Rita, but it's the way the movie looks from the trailers, it is 100% nothing like it. They did not have physical powers in the movies, when they were just human beings. They couldn't break a toilet seat. They couldn't, punch through a wall just by themselves, and they can do that in this movie. And I think that's really cool. I think that's a great
element. They were talking about, as far as general demographics, that young kids and high school kids are not relating to it at all. They said young kids aren't oh, I'm going to go see that movie. They don't know what people are talking about when I see it. They said it is demographically hitting the people that were watching the 90s show.
Found me. Have you ever seen Chronicle?
Chronicle. It sounds familiar?
It's Josh Trank film. It has Dane DeHaan in it, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
They can jump really good and have powers.
I'll tell you what, Power Rangers trailer. Actually, if you just watch the Chronicle trailer and the Power Rangers trailer, very similar. They both discover some weird alien ship. They get powers. They can do weird stuff. Very, very similar tone to it. I just wonder if you saw Chronicle, though, so you get it.
It's a pretty good movie.
So last thing I wanted to do before we get out of here is talk about Walking Dead predictions.
Oh, of course.
I think we need to do that, and I figured we'd end on it, because I haven't read the description. I haven't even seen the title for this episode yet, and that's coming out on Sunday. I'm trying to keep myself as surprised as possible for these episodes, because they're... Based off of the trailers, things are going to start ramping up pretty violently.
Right.
I'm thinking this one might be a Kingdom episode. We've been due for one of those for a while. The last one we had was when King Ezekiel went out with his hunting party. They gathered up all the pigs who were
feeding on zombies and then sent him off to the Saviors. I think this episode is where the Saviors finally figure out what's up and start retaliating back.
I definitely think it's going to be, there's going to be the Kingdom and Carol Hader, but Carol is going to be in it and Morgan. I think everyone's going to be in some capacity, but I definitely think the Kingdom will be in it.
Because we've got that, or I could see us having a Hilltop episode and them getting the ball rolling on the current, I guess, mayor of Hilltop, his downfall. Because Maggie, she's sort of set to take over Hilltop.
Yeah.
That's definitely how they're going to end up doing that. So it's only a matter of time until that guy goes down.
In your opinion, can they bring for both of you? Can they bring Carol back? Like, in your opinion, can they bring her back as a good character again?
No, she's gone. I hate her so much, dude.
I'm hoping that we at least get one last Carol going insane, like when the wolves attacked.
Like
when the wolves attacked, she went just full on Rambo and murdered all of them.
I forgot about that.
It's cool, but it's fun to watch. I just don't like her. I hate her. I absolutely hate her so much. I want Negan to bash her skull in so much.
Well, I just love Negan. He can bash everybody's skull in.
We can. I love Negan too. I'm not a big Carol fan right now. So I want Negan to take care of her.
I think it's going to end up being one of the other Saviors who does her in. I think that if Negan meets Carol, Negan's falling in love.
If Negan meets Carol.
Yeah.
He's going to fall in love with Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's either going to be Negan sees Carol murder, like, take somebody down, and he instantly just falls in love because she's violent as all hell and makes Lucille jealous.
Oh. Oh man, that was well put.
I mean, so you didn't have me; you sold me. So
that's where the show could change. You make Carol his side man.
Yeah,
make her just God.
And then Rick like double barrels her.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Let's be like, careful shotgun, about that, shotgun, man. Because then if you're double barreling Carl, let's just stop that.
So I do, but either way, we both love the dry erase board. We loved it. We were on there three times because, like, the NSMU show is like an entity.
And as we read it, we realized it's the most uncomprehensive statement ever.
I tried because, like, your collective one at the end there is just sort of like Rick loses his mind, Judith gets eaten by the tiger.
I really think that would be great if Rick drops, like, what looks like a baby on the ground, tigers rip their part, and he looks at Negan and he's like, now what? And then they reveal this. Carl's head, and he's like, now he's no one.
Well, Tim, you said this is where Rick loses his arms. Well, at least one of them. Because in the comics, canonically, that's a thing, except it was way sooner. Like, this was towards the prison when, like, Rick lost his arm.
Right, and what's funny about it, it's really funny you said that. Like, I was thinking about crazy stuff a couple days ago about, like, him losing his arms. And I typed it in. I didn't know that was in the comic book.
Really?
No. So it's funny you brought that up because I remember thinking when I said, I'm like, it'd be great if Rick just lost both of his arms. And then he could follow around. What's her name? Like, he could be like one of the zombies and follow around.
Oh, my.
Right. So then I looked it up, and it's hilarious that you said that. Because you follow, are you up to date? You follow all the comics, right?
I was up to date up until, it was just after the whole prison thing. Like, I read up to the prison, and then after that, it became a little hard for me to get a hold of comics for a minute. My local comic shop sort of went down, so I had to travel out of town to get comics. It got rough for a minute.
Oh, man. Oh, that's sad. I was just going to ask you guys if you have a lot. Like, we have, like, one thing we're fortunate. We have, like, four of them in our area.
There's one right down the street.
I've got one in near the mall in the town that I live in now, and then the next closest one's, like, a couple towns over.
Yeah, it's cool when you find one because, like, it's awesome that, like, there's still physical shops that are still alive, like, selling that kind of stuff. It's awesome.
Side note, seeing comics, there's a new comic out, Justice League versus Power Rangers, and only one issue.
Post that picture, yeah.
Awesome. One issue's out. I read it. It's great. I never thought I'd see, like, Batman fight the Power Rangers. It is in Gotham City. It is the most entertaining thing ever. So, if you're a comic fan and you like Power Rangers and Justice League or one or the other, just go buy it. It's really entertaining.
I love the picture Matt put up of, like, the Flash thing, like, oh, he's like, he just got taken by a pink robot pterodactyl.
Yeah, the Pink Ranger pterodactyl Megazord takes Batman. It was unbelievable. It was awesome. Sorry, if you like it, get it, because it's awesome.
Well, Matt, I saw that you played through the new Resident Evil movie.
I didn't beat it yet. I'm getting there. I've been playing it probably a total of like 12 hours my total time.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah, try out that share button. Give us like one of your three playthrough sessions.
I've
tried using that share button. It works surprisingly well.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, it's definitely a good game. My favorite's Resident Evil 5. It probably always will be. This game is a little harder than 5, even a little harder than 6. But as far as the main characters go, they're just kind of throwaway characters to me. I don't even remember, like, Ian, just some random character. So far, at least. I haven't gotten far enough. Maybe it gets more important. But the game is fun. It's definitely challenging.
I think we might have to have a video game episode coming up soon. We'll talk about it.
Oh, that'd be exciting. We definitely love our video games.
But until then, man, Rick's losing some arms, man. I'm excited.
I'm just going to tweet. Sunday night, I'm going to send like 4,000 tweets out in between the episode. Talk about it.
Oh, I'll have to tear up Twitter because you guys get it before we do.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's so weird, man.
That is the worst thing ever about being on the West Coast is just we have to constantly avoid the internet for 3 hours.
I won't tag you or anything.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling in. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right.
Take care.
That was Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much But Us show. Join us every Friday for Geeky News. You can hear this episode and participate in our Walking Dead Deadpool. We have a post up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Let us know, who do you think is going to die? How many people do you think is going to die? We're taking all bets without actually taking bets or gambling. On 89.9 KJRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back after Bayside.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
89.9 KJRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time to hash it out. It's where we find those hashtags trending on Twitter. We talk about them a little bit. Good morning, Danica.
Hi.
What's up?
Got the sleepies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
It's a sleepy time.
Let's talk about our first one, because Valentine's Day is on Tuesday. I found that out thanks to Walmart.
Wait, like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I know that Valentine's Day happens on, like, in February, but I never know the actual day. I found out last week on Tuesday when Thursday and I went grocery shopping. Because luckily, all over Walmart, they just had it signed up. Hey, Valentine's Day is on Tuesday.
It's always on the 14th.
I don't know that. Like, I either know your birthday, I know a relationship anniversary, or I know a couple of holidays. That's about it. And that's all I got. So let's go ahead and do hashtag my heart needs. Hashtag my heart needs blood, obviously. If I didn't have that, it'd just pump air. And then what would my lungs do?
Nothing.
Well, if you pump air through your bloodstream, fun fact, your heart explodes. That's why when you get any sort of shot, that's why they'll push it up a little bit to get the air bubble out. Because if they put the air bubble in your veins, you just sort of die.
Well, my heart's got a fever. It needs more cowbell. Moo. That's what it says. It says moo.
Hashtag, my heart needs more bacon. I'm not sure if your heart needs that. I'm definitely going to pick up one of those, like, heart-shaped pizzas. I think that's going to be my romantic, me making dinner. You ever seen those?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Papa Murphy's for Valentine's Day. They do heart-shaped pepperoni pizzas.
Yeah.
That's going to be me making dinner. I've mastered that so far, so I think, like...
Cat, if you're listening, please supervise the oven use.
The last one, okay. You got one more?
Sorry. There's a picture that shook me. It's the Bane cat one.
Yeah, oh! We can't say that.
No. I just had to stop and pause for a moment.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and move on to hashtag internet hip hop then. That's what happens when the internet decides to rap about the internet. For example, don't go chasing firewalls. Please stick to the websites and the links you're used to. A little internet safety and TLC?
Grandmaster Flash player not supported.
Aww. Hashtag internet hip hop. If you're having URL problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a 404 ain't one. That's good.
Baby got hacked.
Aw. Hashtag internet hip hop. Drop it like it's Hotmail.
Hashtag internet hip hop. Back that app up. I can't talk.
I gotta talk about the Hotmail one a little bit. My dad has a Hotmail.
No.
Like, my dad gives out his email, and he's just like, at Hotmail.
Okay.
Like, dad!
I found the best one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
As I walk through Silicon Valley in the shadow of tech, I take a look at my life and realize it's internet.
Oh!
Oh! Drop the mouse!
Oh, hold on. Oh, man.
Whoever Will Mello is, you're my hero.
Last one we have is hashtag if I was a cat. If I was a cat, I'd grab you out of the human.
Whoa, that's...
Oh! I just got what that meant. Oh, no!
I pulled up this page and I just see a lady butt. And I'm scared.
I think you got the wrong one. Oh, we also have hashtag if I was a cat. You would have to pry that pizza away from my cold, dead paws.
Damn it, I can't say this one.
Oh, no.
I'm disturbed, though.
Hashtag if I was a cat. I would demand not to get the same meal 365 days out of the year. That's one thing, like, as a pet in general, I feel kind of sorry for him. That's why we try to... We don't switch up Emmett's dog food too often, like, we keep it within the same brand, but we try to switch up the flavor every now and then, because, like, that's gonna get tiresome.
This one says, if I was a cat, I wouldn't have to break my ribs and be shamed for licking myself.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
I'm upset. I'm very upset.
Hashtag, if I was a cat... I would play pranks on my owners at night.
I would too.
I used to have a cat who, it would play pranks, like use the soda box, the one, the 12 pack, as a litter box. So you go in to reach for a soda, mm-hmm. and you grab one, and it's like in a puddle of pee. Might have some feces on it if the cat was feeling super spicy.
If honestly, this isn't a hashtag that I'm reading, but like I would like pee in people's shoes that I didn't like.
Well, the same cat used to also, push glasses over, except the glass had to have some sort of fluid in it, and the cat had to make eye contact with you before you did it. So, like, it'd sit right by a glass, have its paw up on the glass, and as soon as you made eye contact, it'd wait just, like, 2 seconds, long enough for you to kind of react, and then boom!
Okay, I'm just getting, like, people, like, taking, like... Snapchats of themselves in the filter and then like posting a picture of their cat side by side with the same filter, and this is where I'm at in this hashtag now. Oh, there's a kitten in a sock.
Well, let's hash it up for this morning on 89.9 KGRGFM. Stay tuned because we got the prices run next. You're listening to The Buzz.
Thank you. Now the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, it's time for The Price is Wrong. I've got a series of items here for my lovely contestant, and Danica, to guess how much they're worth. And I got some pretty neat ones this morning.
That's true.
They're real neat. A couple of them are electrical related, so we'll see how well you know your lights. For example, okay. Our first one is a superhero nightlight. The most stalwart guardians are here to defend the bedroom with the power of light.
There is a bright spot in the world of nightlights. What a young child wouldn't want to have the soft glow of Captain America's shield, Hulk's fist, or Spider-Man's web sling? Deck out your room with, or perhaps inner child's, with these awe-inspiring wall lights from ThinkGeek. It comes with a sticker that really brings out or brings the lights to life. Offers a warm glow and eye-popping 3D or 3Ds, as if the equipment were really stuck in the wall. Options include Spider-Man's head, a Spider-Man hand, Hulk head, Hulk fist, Thor's hammer, Captain America's shield, Iron Man hand, and Iron Man mask. So these are like lights that stick off the wall, so that like the shield is coming out of the wall, except it looks like it's stuck in the wall.
Oh,
that's the best way I can describe it. Spider-Man's hand, it just sort of looks like his hand came through your wall and now you have a hole in your wall.
Okay.
So how much do you think these nightlights are going for?
$20.
Not bad. For a certain sum, you can decorate your inner child's room, I guess, if you have like a... I don't want to say kid cave, because that sounds creepy. I don't know, man. with these superhero nightlights that pop out of your wall for... $23.99, so $24. You're pretty darn close.
Oh.
Next item we have, this is... I wouldn't mind having this at all. Toblerones are great. A Toblerone Jumbo. 4.5 kilograms in weight candy bar.
I'm quitting the show if you don't bring one to me next Wednesday.
Like, there's a picture of this candy bar next to a St. Bernard, and it's almost as tall as a St. Bernard sitting down. But this chocolate bar is not for the faint of heart. It is not recommended to be consumed in one sitting, and absolutely not a good idea to purchase if you're a diabetic.
I have an add-on to my previous statement. If you don't bring me a St. Bernard and this Toblerone by next Wednesday, I'm quitting the show.
What this chocolate bar is for a chocoholic who wants to shed years off their life and do so in one of the most gut-busting ways possible.
Yes.
It's the Toblerone Jumbo 4.5 kilogram challenge. Consume this entire chocolate bar in one sitting, you'll be crowned the most uncomfortable person on Earth.
Yes.
This hunker of a candy bar comes in around 10 pounds and is enough chocolate for an entire year for a family of four. You have to ask yourself, is this a novelty? It's a tough answer. Toblerone makes great quality chocolate and is a whooper of a bar. Is no exception. Set yourself up for a year of chocolatey bliss and share with those you love.
Yes.
So, do you think you can handle it? Do you think you're even capable of bench pressing this load? Only one way to find out. Danica, you have to purchase this candy bar. How much do you think you're buying it for? Remember, this is enough chocolate for a family of four for a year.
$200.
Alrighty, well, for a certain sum, you can get a 4.5 kilogram, that's 10-pound chocolate bar. Again, if you're a family of four, that's enough chocolate to last you a year, or enough chocolate for one person to, like, lose both their legs to diabetes for.
Yes.
$150.
I was going to guess that, and I was like, no, it's chocolate. I would pay, like,
I'd pay
for that.
You'd pay a, what is it, an arm and a foot?
Yeah.
That's a bad joke, I'm sorry.
Can we get diabetes the sound bit of that guy going diabetes, please?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, last one we have here is our showcase. We have three items. You have to guess the price for all three. Our first one in our Price is Wrong showcase, the Star Wars light switch cover. Which side are you on? The Star Wars light switch cover helps your mind to live in the light or darkness with the flick of a light switch. And it is conditioned to have a stone patina look and is wonderfully textured. Yeah, during the day, I generally stay on the dark side, keep a low profile. No need to disrupt the status quo, but once the night comes out, I flip that bad boy on the light side to ensure a bright future for myself and my fellow Jedis. Quote, Young Tommy Sands, 2017, RIP Younglings. Makes for a nice wall ornament for the Star Wars fan in your life, and perfect for the man cave. It fits all standard light switches and comes with screws for no-fuss installation. So when you flip it on, the switch points towards the light side, and then at the bottom it says dark side when you turn it off. Kind of neat. Next one we have is a Star Wars RTD2 coffee press. Those things have actually come in handy lately.
Like a French press?
Yeah, like it is a French press.
Oh.
But beep boop, time for my morning buzz.
Yeah.
This adorable RTD2 coffee press is what you've been missing in your morning routine. It is one thing to enjoy a wonderful cup of coffee, but it is another thing to have an expert craftsman, R2-D2, press it for you. Originally conceived as a helper droid, there really is no task R2-D2 isn't capable of completing for you. Offering you a bold hot cup of morning coffee is no exception. If this little droid can repair a royal starship on the fly, what makes you think this won't be the best cup of coffee you've ever set your sights on? And then if you can drink your hot coffee out of Star Wars tiki mugs.
Yeah.
Enjoy Mai Tai, you will. Get whimsical outside the summer with adorable Star Wars tiki glasses featuring Yoda, R2-D2, Chewie, Boba, Vader, and a stormtrooper. Nothing beats a refined island cocktail on a hot day. That is, until we found out we could be enjoying them out of Darth Vader's head. These adorable glasses make it quite easy to keep track of your cocktail, too, as they are wonderfully detailed and unique. Yes. Get nerdy this season, fill up often. Just be careful, whoever gets the Chewie glasses is likely to start bellowing some fierce roars with a few refills.
Oh, man.
And these are actually pretty cool-looking glasses, and they aren't like the plastic ones, either. These are pretty thick ceramic-looking ones.
Oh.
So for a certain sum, how much do you think the light switch, dark side, light side Star Wars cover is? The R2-D2 French press coffee press and the Star Wars tiki mugs are going for?
$43.
$43? I gotta do math, because math is hard.
Yeah.
Yay, doing math on the live radios. You said 40?
43.
I'm going to tell you, you're way off right now. Because for a certain sum, there we go. Until I prepare this ahead of time. For a certain sum, you can get your Star Wars Dark Side Light Switch cover, your R2-D2 coffee press, and the Star Wars Tiki mugs for $75. The French press alone was 40. That gives you any sort of idea what you're up against. The light switch was surprisingly expensive as well. Like, that one was 20 alone. I don't think I've ever paid $20 for a light switch.
That's why I said that, because I would not pay that.
But that was The Price is Wrong on 89.9 KGRG FM. Remember, at 7:30, we've got your first chance at Circa Survive tickets. So get ready to dial 253-833-5004. That's at 7:30 when we start our news. Until then, we got Take Cover by All Time Low. You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. Time for our newest segment,
The Situation.
Still getting used to my, like, super intense movie guy voice, but we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, we have a series of situations posed to us. Of course, with every choice, there's a reaction, there's a consequence to it. So we'll see how our answers line up with the internets. You ready, Danica?
Yeah.
So our first one's a little interesting. And given the recent weather, I think it fits. First situation we have is, the weather will be perpetually sunny, warm, and glorious. But ice cream only comes in one flavor. Peanut butter. Yes or no? Would you give up every flavor of ice cream for perpetually, like, sunny weather?
And that's just, like, everywhere on the globe?
Just wherever you are, weather's just fantastic all the time. Just warm, it's sunny, it's...
No, I can just move and have whatever ice cream I want.
Like, where would you move to? Like, where would you go? Because, like, the only place I can think of would be, like, Florida, and even then you have to suffer through hurricane season and just Florida, and... Most places that have decent weather are, like, during the winter, they just are god-awful.
I'd rather have their winter than our crap all the time. And I just saw Moana, so I'm going to say Hawaii.
Okay. I think I don't want this, not because I don't like peanut butter ice cream. Getting peanut butter milkshakes is one of my favorite thing ever. Plus, you can always add stuff to it, right? It's the perpetually sunny thing. I would get so bored of that weather so quickly. Like, it would just drive me insane.
I just hate being cold.
That's fair. Looks like the internet split 50-50 down the middle on this one. Our next situation we have... You can alter anyone's body in any way at will, including your own, with no side effects or cost, but you become world famous, changing people becomes a full-time job, and a group of natural body extremists will make an assassination attempt on you monthly. Okay.
I just changed their bodies so they didn't have arms.
Fair. Or, like, change your body so you're bulletproof, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Obviously.
Kind of reminds me, I've been playing through Bioshock recently, and one of the first, like, quote-unquote bosses you come across is a plastic surgeon who's gone insane.
That's scary.
And becomes obsessed with just, like, butchering people. It's intense. 65% of the internet said, sure, let's make the world look a little bit better. Don't care if I get assassinated or not. 35% said, don't enjoy having people shoot at me.
Or if someone was, like, really beautiful and, like, really mean, I would just make them gross so that their outward appearance matched their terrible, awful selves.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Change in this world.
Danica, since you're musically inclined, here's another one for you. You become the best musical composer on the planet, but you lose your sense of sight. You still have your hearing, you just can't see anything. Everything's John Cena to you.
Wait, say that again. Repeat it all, because I...
So, you become the best musical composer on the planet, but you lose your sense of sight. You can't see anything. Just sort of blind.
So, was it Bach that was like that?
Or was it Beethoven? Beethoven was deaf.
I don't know. I'll just be Stevie Wonder.
You'll be Stevie... Well, yeah,
Stevie
you can
Wonder's
be...
Stevie Wonder's got Grammys. Let's go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good enough for me. 36% of the internet said they'd be willing to give up their sense of sight. 64% said I'd rather continue seeing. And yeah, that was the top response, was just, yeah, just be like Stevie Wonder. And we'll make this one our last one here. You will star in your own music video, but you have to get naked in the video, and you may get hated for it. You may get hated, you may not get hated. Sir, up in the air.
What?
And you could do the whole, like... I'm trying to think of it. There was a... Well, I could do the whole, like, was it ZZ Top thing with the guitars? Do the spinning ones, except just sort of have it a little bit lower? So censor myself a little bit?
Oh.
You could do that. I wouldn't be wearing clothes, I'd be technically naked, just wearing a guitar kind of...
So you're just naked, but like, repeat the whole thing.
You're the star in your own music video.
Okay, I don't like this at all.
You're in your own music video, but
ZZ Top and it confused me.
You have to be naked in it. And people might hate you for it, you're not sure. So...
Can I be naked and then just have like body paint so it looks like I'm wearing really tight clothing?
I'll allow it. Okay. That's almost cheating. Almost cheating.
Okay.
Do you have another option?
Like, I just heard ZZ Top and like spinning things and naked and I got scared. Well, I didn't want to continue this game.
You could do the whole Britney Spears Python thing, right?
She wasn't naked though. She was in a bikini and short shorts.
Do something similar. I don't know, man. 36% of the internet said they'd be willing to be naked on camera. 64% said they'd like to keep their clothes on.
Only if it's in, like, night vision. Shout out to Paris Hilton.
Somebody did comment Miley Cyrus. Was she nude in one of hers? Oh,
Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking Ball. There you go. She did it. I guess. And that was around the time when everyone was just like, wow, you crazy bitch.
I love Miley.
But that was the situation on 89.9 KGRG-FM. Stay tuned and dial this number into your phone, 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. We've got your Circus Survive tickets coming up right after the difference between medicine and poison.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Circus Survive. February 2017, February 18th, I can't talk. My nose is stuffy. At the Showbox in Soto. Call right now, 253-833-5004, and win a pair of tickets. This is a train wreck. I apologize. I need some Sudafed. Help me.
Thumbtacks.
Yeah, Thursday has a sinus infection, and she is just miserable right now.
Me too.
She hates life. She's either like super hot all the time or super cold. It's never in between.
Thursday, we're gonna like combine our snot and throw it at people. That was really gross.
She's almost given herself like a tissue septum. Like that's a nose piercing that goes between your nostrils, right?
I literally have like a separate chapstick just for my nose.
I think that's a Circus Survive winner on the phone calls. We'll take that phone call while we get into our first news story of the hour. A dozen homes were evacuated as a mudslide wiped out Maple Valley houses right here in Washington. For those of you who don't know, we had a massive snowfall around like Sunday going into Monday. That lasted for a couple of days, and now we had a ton of rain the last couple of days, resulting in the snow melting, causing a crap ton of flooding. And we have mudslide warnings all the way through today. So if you're traveling anywhere, I know that the Amtrak train traveling from Everett to Portland is shut down due to mudslides. I know that there are sections of Highway 7 up here in Washington that were shut down due to mudslides. If you're traveling anywhere, be careful. And of course, we just feel awful that this happened in our backyard. Like, Maple Valley, there are a ton of people up here in the station who live in Maple Valley. We're all fans of Royal Arch Park. That's where VanFest happens. That's where Haunted Forest happens. And just the fact that something this crazy, a mudslide wiped out a dozen homes. That's insane. If you're out there, be careful. If you have to travel anywhere, check WSDOT.com first. Make sure there are no road closures so you don't get stuck anywhere. Make sure there aren't any avalanche warnings or mudslide warnings, because that's real stuff. And if you get caught one in your car, you're just sort of done. Next news story we have. Hopefully you weren't planning on going, I guess, longboarding, the ones where they stand up on the surfboards and they just sort of paddle around?
I love that.
Well, hopefully you're not planning on doing that in the Puget Sound anytime soon, because a Seattle treatment plant decided that they needed to dump millions of gallons of wastewater into the Puget Sound. Like, millions and millions of gallons. An equipment shutdown coupled with high tides and heavy rainfall have caused the Seattle treatment plant to dump millions of gallons of untreated wastewater into the Puget Sound. King County's West Point treatment plant experienced an equipment shutdown early Thursday. The King County Department of Natural Resources and Parks said the shutdown, along with very high tides and stormwater, nearly flooded the plant. The plant went into emergency bypass mode to help relieve excess water, which then caused them to dump a just literal crap ton of crap into the Sound. So if you're planning going longboarding, don't do it. Last news story we have: inmates escape, grab stuff, sneak back into prison for years. Inmates trying to break out of prison is nothing new, but inmates breaking out, then breaking back in, it's apparently been happening for years in a federal facility in Atlanta. Back in January of 2013, Atlanta Police Department started investigating inmates temporarily escaping from a medium security U.S. penitentiary in the city, according to court documents filed in what appears to be the latest unapproved furlough. Cops believe the inmates escaped through the holes cut in the prison fence. Officers first noticed a car parked near the prison fence line. The people inside wore ski masks and jumpsuits. When the cops approached, the suspects climbed the fence and ran back into the prison grounds. Court records show. Inside the car, cops found bottled alcohol, 24 cell phones, and 2 loaded handguns. Documents show. Since then, APD has frequently checked the area. Last year, officers discovered 2 man-sized holes in the fence. Nearby were a prison-issued laundry bag, prison-issued gloves, an MP3 player, and several trash bags. A month later, surveillance cameras were installed along the fence. And over the next 3 weeks, cops watched as inmates escaped to retrieve the large bag of contraband document. Then, on February 3rd, one inmate's luck ran out. Justin B. Stinson allegedly escaped through the fence, grabbed the large black duffel bag filled the contraband. As he was trying to sneak back into the penitentiary, FBI agents arrested him. FBI found Stinson with a cell phone, a pair of scissors, 2 1.75 liter bottles of Jose Cuervo tequila, 2 cartons of Newport cigarettes, 4 boxes of Black & Mild cigars, and some food. if you found a way to get out, why don't you just leave? Right? Like, why not just escape from prison? You find your way out, you have a getaway car. I understand if you serve your time while you're in there, I guess that technically, as long as you don't get caught, you're not in trouble. But, dude, if I had the chance, I'd just run. That's your news on 89.9 KGRG FM. Our Circuit Survive tickets are gone, but it looks like Water Parks is up next for our tickets to win. We'll be back after Brand New. Jude Law and the Semester Abroad on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
KGRG FM 89.9, you're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for our daily six-pack, where we break down a list of the top six things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome, and if you live in the hotel business, you'll definitely feel this one.
Oh, God.
Do you know anybody? Have you ever been friends with someone who works in a hotel?
I like to consider myself and Zach and Cody friends, but they didn't know who I was, so.
That's fair. Like, a lot of that stuff.
My mom worked in a hotel. So did my aunt.
A lot of that stuff isn't, like, exaggerated at all. I've heard some really bad stories, and that's what we'll talk about at 8:20. If you have some bad just work stories in general, whether it's, like, retail, maybe you actually work in a hotel, whatever, call us at 253-833-5004. Tweet at us at TheBuzzKGRG or message us. Send us your bad work stories. If you work in a hotel, bonus points for you. If you don't, we'll take your story anyways.
Okay.
But we're doing the top six outrageous requests made to hotel concierges? Concierges?
Concierges?
Sure. Number six, must love sauce.
Oh no.
Some of the most common tasks that concierges perform involve food. They're experts at knowing where to go and what to eat. And they even order a meal for you if you so desire. In one case, a very dedicated New York concierge named Burak Ipiki? Sure. Went out of his way to oversee the procurement of a meal that took place in a completely different county, or country even. The story began when Ipiki was tasked by a Weatherly guest to track down and order a specific brand of barbecue sauce. While this would normally be an easy task for concierge, the requested sauce was only made in small batches by a company in Louisiana. On top of that, the guest wanted his sauce shipped not directly to him in New York, but to his home on an island in the Caribbean. It seemed that the guest's garden party, which he was hosting that very next day, simply could not proceed without it. Ipiki used the network provided to him through his membership on Les Chefs d'Or. To contact the barbecue sauce company procuring the desired condiment and have it shipped roughly 2,000 miles overnight.
Oh.
That's a little much, man. Like,
that's
if it's... This must have been, a super fancy or expensive hotel because to have them overnight something, not only not to the hotel, but, like, out of the country? That's insane. Like, hopefully Homeboy got a pretty big tip.
Yeah.
Number five, just dropping in. Checking into a hotel is usually a simple task that involves walking up to the front desk, showing identification, and receiving your room keys. However, Geneva-based concierge Jonathan Schmidt recalls a very different check-in that he was asked to plan. This unusual arrival began when a guest contacted the hotel and described his desire to land by parachute on Lake Geneva in front of the hotel. Schmidt went right to work, carefully researching the legal and safety requirements to make this dramatic interest go off without a hitch. He even went so far as to contact Geneva City authorities in order to acquire the necessary permits. Unfortunately for the guests, and also for spectators in the Lake Geneva area, the price tag was of 100,000 Swiss francs for one of James Bond-like stunt proved to be too expensive. Although the guests' grand entrance was canceled, Schmidt worked prove just how far a dedicated concierge will go. Quote, we never say no, he said. Quote, we always find out a way and we inform the guests. I want to go to this hotel now.
You know what hotel I want to go to?
Which one?
This one in Dubai, where, like, it's, you're, like, in, like, a underwater. Like, the walls are, like, part of, like, a giant fish tank. And well, you can have, like, sharks swim by you.
What would your dream entrance be?
Dream entrance?
Like, in the hotel. Like, you call up to this hotel. This guy wanted to come in by parachute. Would you show up, like, in a horse-drawn carriage, wearing, like, a Disney princess dress? What would you do?
You've seen The Emperor's New Groove, right?
Yeah.
I want the theme song. I want to be carried in on, like, one of those, like, fancy couch things with, like, the poles for holding when they carry me in. And, yeah, I want
the just theme bust song. The door open with your foot and yell, boom, baby?
Yes.
Nice.
That's what I want.
Yes! Let's go and get into number 4 real quick. A sugar rush. Some celebrities are known for having unusual requests when it comes to their hotel rooms or concert dressing rooms. Usually this is to ensure the organization accommodating the celebrity actually reads the contract in a thorough manner, although it can be a display of the asker's wealth and power. For example, in 1982, the band Van Halen was famous for requesting a bowl of M&Ms be provided for the consumption, with the caveat that all the brown ones be removed by hand. Concierge Hugo Grand of Montreal once personally experienced the eccentricity of one of the rich and famous when he catered to a very particular celebrity client. Describing it as one of the most bizarre requests he has ever handled, Grand was asked to fill the celebrity's bathtub with jelly beans.
Oh my god.
It must have been an enormously large bathtub, as Hugo reported having to contact almost every candy store in Montreal to get enough to fill it completely. Once these beans were ordered, he then had to send members of the hotel's bell staff rushing all over town to collect each order. Fortunately, no one had to pick out certain colored jelly beans by hand. And that's one way to go, right?
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot that just happened to me in my mind.
I'd have to have very specific jelly beans. I can't just have any jelly bean, because some of them are freaking gross, man.
You know the bag of jelly beans where you can never go wrong? The Starburst ones.
There you go.
Fruity and delicious.
That was part one of our six pack, the top six most insane concierge requests on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you have ever had a crazy request at work, call us 253-833-5004 or tweet at us, message us, post on our Facebook page at TheBuzzKGRG, or shoot, take a picture, send it to us on Instagram. We'll be back with part two of our six pack after Pizza Day by the Aquabats. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP, 70 Light Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. And depending on which side of the counter you're standing on, not so awesome. This morning's six-pack is the top six craziest requests a concierge has ever gotten. A quick recap of part one. Number six was Must Love Sauce. Guest? Yeah, they're guests. One hotel guest decided they wanted a barbecue sauce, a very specific barbecue sauce from Louisiana, but they didn't want it delivered to the hotel in New York. They want it delivered to their house in the Caribbean?
Oh my god.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to say words. Number five, just dropping in. One guest decided he wanted to make the grandest entrance of all. He wanted to parachute out of a plane into Lake Geneva, right in front of his hotel. And then number four was a sugar rush, where one celebrity wanted their bathtub full of jelly beans. Because who wants to shower or bathe or whatever, right? When you just get diabetes. Let's go ahead and get into number three with that darn cat.
Shout out to that movie that they used to play on the Disney Channel back in the day.
Oh, right. So, quick sidetrack. On Hulu, they have upped their Disney TV original movie game.
What?
You have no idea.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. I'll show you off air.
Guess who's not sleeping for the next 3 days?
They have upped their game something fierce. But for many people, pets are a part of the family, so being separated from them can be difficult.
This was especially true one day when a man approached a New York concierge, Frederick Billard, with a sad story about his cat. Billard himself used to be assisting upset guests, even to the point of offering his own clothing during last-minute fashion emergencies, but this request stretched his capabilities. The guest told Bidgler that he was moving to China and wanted to take his pet cat. Unfortunately, he had not filled out the proper paperwork to do so, and as a result, he was facing the prospect of leaving behind his beloved animal. Bigler accepted the task and immediately set out to make sure the cat got to the vet for vaccinations while sorting out international paperwork and re-reserving the guest flights to include an extra four-legged passenger. Thankfully, Bidler managed to complete everything in time for the guest's next day flight. "It's a bit of a race against time," said Bigler, "but I was able to reunite the family." I couldn't imagine leaving Emmett. Like, leaving any sort of pets just hard as hell. I couldn't imagine doing that.
Give him to me.
And you'd think that if this was a thing, you'd want to take care of that stuff ahead of time, right?
Give Emmett to me.
I like him too much.
Give Emmett to me.
We're going to go number two. Blood Orange is the new black market.
Blood oranges are good.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Concierge will most likely refuse a task if it is illegal or immoral. However, this doesn't mean that a legal gray area rules your request out completely. One such tale is slightly under the table operation overseen by a resourceful concierge involves, oddly enough, the importation of fruit to Mexico. The story begins when Michael Romay, chief concierge, excuse me, ah, man. Thank you. Chief concierge at New York's famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel was approached by a guest who worked as a film industry investor. He told Romay that he was attempting to get real blood oranges on the set of movie Blood Orange, which was filming in Cuernavaca, Mexico. I don't even know where that is. Unluckily for the filmmakers, the importation of blood oranges into Mexico was illegal at the time. But customs and international law can't keep a good concierge down. After purchasing the required number of blood oranges in New York, Romay then hired a private flight to deliver them to Mexico City. He had a fellow Clefs d'Or member in Mexico pick up the illicit fruit so that it would not be discovered by customs agents. According to Romay, the filmmakers had their blood oranges on set the very next day. Way to go, guy!
Like, all right.
Another guy deserves a super large tip. I've actually had a friend that we'll talk about this at 8:20 when we talk about your super bad either hotel experiences or just weird work requests in general. He had to bust something that was slightly illegal. But let's go and go into number one.
Tell me, what is it?
The bored businessman. Okay. Life of traveling for business may seem glamorous, but it likely has a lot more downtime than one would expect. And while we do live in an age of entertainment and smartphones, some travelers still need a little help from their hotel staff to stave off boredom and find something interesting to do. That is a standard fate in the day of a concierge. However, businessman Sean Fitzsimmons took the idea of hotel hospitality to a whole new level with some of his wacky requests. After having traveled to Salt Lake City from Denver every week for over 4 years, Fitzsimmons decided to start asking the now familiar hotel staff for a few little amusing extras to spice up his day. His first request was asking the staff to draw a picture of him and place it in his room. From there, the request got wilder and more inventive. One time he asked for a pillow fort to be constructed in his bed. Another time he asked for pictures of Alfonso Ribeiro and Jeremy Jackson to be placed in the room, arranged so that they appeared to be looking at each other. Another time he wanted a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain. Fitzsimmons said the hotel employees enjoyed these humorous challenges and that he often is asked when the next one will be made. And there's actually a picture, and we'll post up on our Facebook and our Twitter, of the dog dressed up as a boat captain. It's adorable as hell. At least the crew was down for this. I could only imagine how annoying it would be if...
I would be like, I volunteer. Let me go fulfill this request.
But could you imagine just, like, being annoyed by it? Or, like, this dude just be like, yo, I want some used socks.
I don't think, like, if I worked in, like, the hotel industry, like, as someone who's worked, like, other customer service jobs, I don't think I'd be annoyed by it. I think it would just be, like, a fun, like, break in the monotony of my day, you know?
Where would you draw the line, though? Like, what would be too creepy for you?
I don't know.
Like, would the used socks thing be too creepy? Or, yeah, like, what if they wanted, like, a bunch of, like, decapitated doll heads?
Oh, I would do that. If they're like, yo, can you, like, drop a giant dump in the toilet real quick before I check in? Like, whoa, that'd make me feel at home. Like, if they were, like, if they wanted that, I'd be like, you know what? I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Fair enough.
Or, like, they want a cup of blood in the refrigerator.
That was our six-pack for this morning, the top six craziest concierge requests on 89.9 KGRG-FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're taking your stories at The Buzz KGRG on Facebook and on Twitter, or you can call 253-833-5004. What's the weirdest request you've ever gotten at work? Maybe you work at a hotel, maybe you don't. We don't care. We'll listen to your story, and we'll be right back after Down Below by Waking Things off of their new album, Ghost Stories. You're listening to The Buzz. The morning after on 89.9 KGRG-FM. That was our song, Burnout. They'll be playing at Lucky Liquor in Seattle. That's going to be tomorrow for a benefit show if you want to catch them. Ooh. That's our next show. They're a really good show. They're a really good time, so check them out. In the meantime, we're talking about the craziest requests we've ever gotten at work, because our six-pack was all about the top six craziest requests a concierge has ever gotten. That's a terribly awful word to say.
True.
I can't speak. But one response we got on Twitter from the guys from Not So Much But Us show, they knew a guy named Kevin. Kevin McAllister. Yeah. That famous actor dude. He wanted his own cheese pizza, three scoops of ice cream, and his boxers dry cleaned.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a, for those of you who don't know, that's a Home Alone reference. Because Kevin McAllister, yeah. Have you ever had clothes dry cleaned?
No. Macaulay
Culkin was right. It feels damn good. Damn good. Boxers are a little, it's going a little far. But yeah, feels pretty damn good. As far as crazy request stories for me, it was about this time last year I saw the post I made on Facebook. Like one of those, what? 3 years ago or 4 years ago, you posted this.
It makes you relive your shame.
Well, that too, but it was actually during a snowstorm. And it was a couple of days ago when it was like the 3 or 4 year anniversary or whatever. One coworker called in because they couldn't make it to work despite I made it in. Another coworker just straight up quit. They're like, I can't make it in. Boss was like, yes, you can. She's like, nah, I quit. I can't make it in now, sucker. But the request was, I had to clean a dead bird off the ground.
Oh.
It was gross. Like, it was inside the store, and I had to sort of sweep it up and toss it out. It was not fun. My friend Casey, he's worked in hotels basically since he graduated high school. He's seen a couple of dead bodies, but his boss, speaking about, illegal things happening in hotels, he had to break up an adult film. Like, they were outside by the dumpsters doing their thing. And the boss walked out, and Casey had to help them break it up. Yeah, it's not fun. What about you, Danica? Craziest thing you've ever been requested to do at work?
I haven't really been requested to do a bunch of crazy things. Like, recently, not, like, the manager of the club that I work at, but, like, the district manager, so, like, all the clubs in, like, the Puget Sound area, he was like, yo, can you, like, cut up, like, I don't know, like, 100 yellow stars out of construction paper?
You've never had a little kid say anything weird? Or, like, say they wanted anything weird?
No, I just get a lot of paper airplane requests.
How's your paper airplane game? Like, is it stronger?
It's not good, Corey. I'm not gonna lie. It's not good.
We'll have to, like, take a video and, like, get your paper airplane game up.
Yeah, I don't want to. Because I have this excuse that I don't know how to make it, so therefore I don't have to make it.
Fair enough. The other craziest request I've ever gotten was this little old lady. She walked into the store.
Oh.
She asked where the restroom was. Back in the store in the stock room, you gotta go through the double doors, whatever. She went to the restroom, came back up to the front, didn't make eye contact, just stared at the floor, and just all she said was, "I'm sorry."
No.
This lady couldn't have been taller than, like, she'd maybe 5 foot, 5 foot three at the tallest. Adorable little old lady.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what she was talking about, but then my coworker, Debbie, she went into the women's restroom, walked back out. Her face was just pale as a freaking ghost.
No.
This little old lady had pooed everywhere. Walls, the walls of the stall, all over the floor. And this wasn't urine, this was straight up old lady poo everywhere. So I had to help Debbie, like, block off the women's restroom and clean all of it up.
No.
It was just terrifying.
No.
You'd be wondering, like, how a little old lady could get that much poo out and just all over the place. But it happened.
It makes you think of that scene in Dexter where, like, the guy took all the blood from, like, the prostitutes that he killed and, like, slashed it all over that one hotel room for Dexter to find.
But those were our crazy work requests. Send yours to us at TheBuzzKJRG on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. We'll be back with the news after War by Sum 41.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news. This time's news is brought to you by KJRG Presents Water Parks. February 17th at Elkhorn Zone. Call right now and get your pair. 253-833-5004.
And shout out to our winner for the Circa Survive tickets. Those went out to Christian.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's back in town?
I don't know. I guess.
Because, like, he was calling from Ohio a lot. And he's supposed to open up a chicken and waffle food truck, and he's supposed to, like, cater our show.
I don't know.
Did he mention chicken and waffles at all?
No.
Ah, man. I'm actually feeling kind of hungry now. He sent us a picture and they look delicious. But it's time for our hourly news. And we're going to get relationship related and food related. Because what relationship doesn't have food? If yours doesn't, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, you and your boyfriend go out to dinner and stuff, right?
We went to Bahama Breeze on Saturday. Oh, buddy, those drinks, though.
See, like, every good relationship should have food involved.
Honestly, I think our whole relationship is based off of those extra crunchy taquitos.
There you go. First news story, we have a boyfriend's comment about a girlfriend's okay spaghetti dinner leads to hours-long standoff with New Hampshire police.
Okay.
Things weren't so marinara when Jody
everything that you just said. I'm quitting right now.
When Jody Eklund of Merrimack, New Hampshire, barricaded herself inside her apartment with a Glock 9mm and an M4 assault rifle after her live-in boyfriend told her that her spaghetti dinner was quote unquote okay. Before fleeing the apartment and calling police, Jason Martin was allegedly punched in the face and arm by his girlfriend, who locked the door once he left. When officers with the Merrimack Police Department arrived, Eklund allegedly warned officers that she would kill them if they entered her residence.
Oh, God.
As the standoff continued Saturday afternoon, the piked provider of pasta began destroying items inside the apartment, even going as far as to launch some of Martin's possessions out a window to the parking lot below. Finally, after several hours, authorities gained access to the apartment and took Eklund into custody. She has since been charged with 6 felonies, including criminal mischief, criminal threatening, and reckless conduct, as well as 3 misdemeanor counts of domestic violence.
Okay, So this girl had better, like, made her own pasta, like, whip some dough up and, like, got, like, a pasta maker machine and then, like, made her, like, sauce from scratch, too, because then that would be warranted. If you just got some Prego and, like, dumped it on some, like, store-bought noodles, get out of here.
Well, she's not getting Prego now.
I hate you.
Yeah, it better be like mom's spaghetti recipe sauce or whatever. Damn.
No.
But on the other hand, though, like if I were to cook at all, that's a lot of effort for me, man. I can take the criticism of, you know what, your hamburger helper was okay. But still, a little part of me just sort of dies every time. It's just like, you cooked awful.
But you know what, I think like for you, someone saying that it's okay is, like, really, like, a huge step up. Because you burned water, buddy.
Well, I didn't just burn it. I set it
on
fire.
You set water on fire.
Last news story we have for this hour. A Houston woman shot her boyfriend in a fight over cold tacos. Police say that a shooting in North Houston began when a woman got a taco that just wasn't hot enough. Investigators say a man and his girlfriend went to a taco truck in West Dinah near the North Freeway just before 2 a.m. when a shooting happened. The woman reportedly became irate when a taco truck worker denied her request to reheat her taco when she said it was cold. But then her boyfriend told her to calm down. She allegedly pulled out a gun.
Oh,
God. Her boyfriend was shot at one point, but not clear if she intentionally shot him or if the gun fired accidentally. Police say the victim was expected to survive. Unfortunately, detectives say there was no surveillance video to go on as they piece together what happened.
Did the taco survive?
That's the important part, right? It was cold, but who cares? But, yeah, that's one thing I've learned. If a woman's upset, don't tell her to calm down. That's mistake number one. I found out that if you help, try to solve the problem instead of just telling them to calm down. You can tell me if I'm wrong here. Things typically work out a little bit better.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have some sort of solution. Just saying calm down is apparently how you get shot.
Yeah.
So all you dudes out there looking to make dinner, make sure you do it right. Or if your girl makes dinner for you, or
don't
your significant
tell her
other,
it's just okay.
Don't tell her it sucks.
Tell her it tastes like Jesus himself came down from the heavens and cooked this dinner for you. Tell her that.
Because she might be hiding an assault rifle in the apartment. You don't know.
You think that's a salt shaker? It's not. It's a gun. She's going to shoot you.
Other news for this hour on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back after water parks, Matt, all the time. If you want water parks tickets, the free tickets, call 253-833-5004. Nerf Herder with Love Sandwich on 89.9 KGRG FM. And just, I'm going to reiterate this again. If your love makes you a sandwich, not that love sandwich from the song, but an actual sandwich made with love, is the best damn sandwich you've ever eaten. Or you'll end up with your throat slit.
Yeah. Don't say it's just okay.
It's not just okay. God, no. That's why, like, my general rule, I won't ever make or order sandwiches for other people, whether it's, like, at home, Subway, Jimmy John's, whatever. I just won't do it.
That's just lazy, Corey.
It's not lazy, because, like, if you mess up, man, I like my sandwich a super specific way. If I order my Subway sandwich, I'll go, I know exactly what I want. I'll take written down orders, but even then, I'm rolling the dice. Because I don't know if you want extra mustard, less mustard, I don't know, man, so... Make your own goddamn sandwich. In the meantime, Derek and I gotta go get out of here. These construction dudes are underneath us banging away like crazy all morning, so I'm gonna make some loud moaning noises and hopefully they'll get the hint and stop doing construction while we're doing the show. Who knows? Danica might drop him a present. But you've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. To catch this very exciting episode and any of our past episodes, visit KGRG.com. And we've got all of our stuff on demand. It's free to download, or while you're at it, just download the free KGRG FM app. Stream KGRG 89.9 FM and today's rock on the go while you get to listen to all of your favorite specialty shows on demand. I'm super excited. We have a really awesome show next week for you, too. More giveaways, more tickets, all that fun stuff. But until Wednesday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., I'm going to come moan at some construction workers. You've been listening to The Buzz.